Kum Lena Bakimara Rapid of Kuv Bez Amid Aleph. Amar Avashi. We wanted to know, according to it all started, Rabbi Ishii said, according to Rab Shimon, if you are mefagel by a mincha, Rab Shimon says a rule that if something which is not food is not does not become tameh. And if something is asa bahano, for example, if you mefagel by a mincha, it no longer is metameh tumas eichun. So he went through a whole discussion according to Rab Shimon, but doesn't Rab Shimon hold as if, you know, we say as if it happened, and we imagine all those things. I said, you're right. So then we brought in a thing about Poraduma, whereby Poraduma, we're up to Kuv Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah. So we then said it depends if something had a Shasa Kosher beforehand and it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. If something had a Shasa Kosher beforehand, then it is a Chalais of food. If it never had a Shasa Kosher, there was never a minute that there was zero, then it's not a Chalais of food. And then we asked the question for Poraduma. We see by Poraduma that Rabbi Shimon does say we imagine as if it happened. Okay. Anyway. Okay, let's look at it. Kuv Beis Amud Aleph, about 12 lines on top. Amar Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Yeah. So we said that the fact is, even though he could have been poided, he wasn't poided. So we asked the question, but about Paraduma, he says clearly the fact that he could have been poided is good enough. So we want to say over there there's a mitzvah to be poided if you find a nicer animal, but by mincha there's no mitzvah to ever be poided, so we don't imagine that it happened. Okay, says the Moravaiter, Omer Rav Ashi, I'll give a different answer. Amrita l'shmaita kamei de Rav Nachman. I repeated this whole sugi before Rav Nachman. And I said then, afilu teimel lon mamish. Even if you want, we can say that he was actually, that he was lon, it stayed overnight before anything was ready. Before you spray, even though it was a row, we said before you did right before it got dark, so therefore there was no time. I feel Tamalon Mamish was Mamish Lon, and there was time, and nevertheless it stayed overnight, and therefore Namakabatuma, but feel Tama, the Pigle Bezrika. And even if you want to argue that the pigle was not by... So if we answer, they're talking about the pigle was the time of Shechita, so it never had a Shasa Kosher. From the moment that it came into the world, it was ready to be eaten, it never had a Shasa Kosher. I can argue we're talking about it was Mefaglet during the Zrika. What, you were Zaydik and you were Mefaglet. So Lecheda had a Shasa Kosher before that because you could have sprayed it the correct way instead of spraying it the wrong way, had the wrong thoughts. But the boy parik omar, the boy avizorik lamarinen. By paradume, what do you have to do? Say a few words. I am redeeming the Paraduma for this. But when it comes to over here, Kozma, what are you saying? He could have sprayed it correctly. Spraying it is an activity. An activity, you cannot say, imagine that it happened. Words you could say. When it comes to the Paraduma, you could say, maybe he could have redeemed it. But over here, when it comes to, what do you say? He could have sprayed it. Spraying is an activity. You can't imagine an activity happening when the activity didn't happen. Pretty much, Mesa asked a question. We learned, Kalal Amir Bishuah, I'm sure later on a rule. That kol shahoyse loy shas heter lekoyinim, anything which once had a heter for koyinim, ein moilim ba. Once if something was a carbon, and you're not allowed to steal it because it used to be a mikdash, but once there was a moment that was mutter for koyinim, there's no longer any more stealing from the Eibishter, even though it became possible afterwards. Because it's no longer considered kotshe Hashem. And it doesn't matter right now, you're no longer, the koyinim can no longer eat it. Kol shahoyse loy shas heter lekoyinim, but something never had the shas heter lekoyinim, then moil but still maintains that kedusha and is moil. The eizah shas heter lekoyinim, what's considered shas heter lekoyinim? Shelona, if it stayed overnight, so before, during the day, it was ro lekoyinim, and then it became noiser. Or ushanit mas, it became tamei, so before it became tamei, it was suitable. Or shiyotze, it went outside the base of Migdash, all of these things were suitable. They're all suitable. So what's an example of something that was never mutter to koinim? If you shechted it outside the time, in other words, you had the wrong pigle, then it never had a moment that it was kosher. So it maintains that kedusha of Hashem. And therefore you moil. Or you shechted it and you had in mind the wrong place. Or she kiblu psulin, that posle people accepted the blood of his orkos damas, therefore it never had a shas heter. Tony me, we learned, however, that Reisha, We learned, however, that Reisha, in the Reisha it says, Shelona, that it was Lon, Ushanit Maso became Tommy, she also went outside. My love, Lona Mamish, what does Lona mean? Lon Mamish, that it was Mamish, Lon before. Right. In other words, there was plenty of time before it was long. But the fact is, now that it was came nicer, it's considered now it's not shas hetter. What does that mean? That means you didn't spray it, and we don't say, oh, he could have sprayed it. Which what do you call it? My love, lon mamish, that it was mamish lon. Sorry, lon mamish means you didn't poil spray it. You didn't spray it. It was lon right away. And yet it says it had a shas heter. How can it have a shas heter? Must be the only way it could have had a shas heter is because we say iboy zorik, if he could have sprayed it. So we see, you just said before, that iboy zorik, because it requires an activity, we don't imagine activities. Here he calls it a shas heter, and lon mamish means that you never sprayed the blood, it was straight overnight, lon, and yet we say that it's considered a shas heter. Why? Must be because iboy zorik. And you're no longer moil. He says, we imagine that you spray the blood, you're no longer my own. Says, no. It means, what happened was, it was long at a time when you could have been. This is how you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. Ruyal lotzes, v'ruyal tamei. In other words, you already sprayed, because you didn't spray the blood, if you took it out, it doesn't have the same soul. You're talking about, you took it, you already sprayed the blood, and now it's not three different cases. You reach the stage where now it's road to be possible when you take it out, it's road to become possible when you tamei. Why? Because you already sprayed the blood, you physically sprayed the blood. Without greatest words, v'ruyal lotzes. And now, therefore, because you already sprayed the blood, that's why you're talking about it didn't have a shas heter. Says the Gemara, Avalon a mamish. What taka would it? What taka would if it would been lon before you sprayed the blood? Taka would be the din, you'd be moil, because the part you're telling me we don't imagine that you sprayed the blood. So therefore, if you didn't spray the blood and became nice, taka would not leave the meal, you'd still be moil. You're talking about moiling, is able to say, hi, call, why does it say, kol shahoysa lishas heta in past tense? Lekoini, v'chol shalay hoysas heta. You make the whole criteria, did it once have a heta, didn't have a heta. Lechoidem. Since you're talking about that you sprayed it, so you should have said it has now a shas heter. Past tense means as if it had a potential for shas heter. If we're talking about that you had to physically spray the blood and that became the shas heter, then you should have said koshi yesh loy has now a shas heter l'kayin, because you already sprayed the blood. Then you're no longer moil because you took it out by spraying the blood. It's no longer belongs to you. It's no kach Hashem. The koshi ain't lo shas heter l'kayin moil boy le. Elor Rashi says, you're asking me a question. I still maintain that that we imagine by a pot of dumi you redeemed it, but we don't imagine by spraying yet you sprayed it because it requires activity. I asked me a question from Meila, and it sounds like over here we do say that if you had the potential to spray, it no longer is considered moil. He's stealing from Beis Hamikdash. Meila tumi karam is very different. Meila, the whole word by Meila is Mishum Kedusha. Is it still maintaining the original Kedusha or not? V'lav Kedushi. He's the boss of the pocket. Look, Kedusha, say the moment the Kedusha leaves, you bring it down a notch. The cold man, you didn't shecht it, the animal belongs to the Eberstein, you stole it. After you shechted it, now that it has now a potential to spray, you had no potential to spray before. So you reduced already the Kedusha of the animal by a notch, because before it had no ability to be sprayed until you shechted. Now that you shechted, you can spray it. Once you reduce it by a notch, but my hadra, how do you bring it back? And therefore, boy is enough to remove that Kedusha. Is rachvula tuma? But my hadra rachvula tuma. Sorry, rachvula. How you bring it back? Tuma. What's the whole word of tuma? The whole word of tuma is mishum oichlo avlav oichlo. Is it food? Is makabel tuma? If it's not food, it's not makabel tuma. When is it food? When it can be eaten? When it can be eaten? Only when you'll spray it. Just because it has potential to be sprayed doesn't make it food yet. It's not oichlo yet. Makes a nice question. A maybe Oshem Toli. If somebody brings an Oshem Toli, Oshem Toli is when you don't know if you did an aver or not. For example, you had two pieces of fats on the table. One of them definitely was treif, or another version is you had one piece of fats on the table and we're not sure if it's safe or kosher, and you ate it. You don't bring a korban chatzis because maybe it was kosher. So what do? You bring a korban ashem toli, a suspended, like a suspended ashem, an ashem that maybe I'm liable, maybe I'm not. The noydish lechata, and then you found that afterwards you set it aside. You found that you never sinned. So what happened to this animal? A machlekes. Im ad shalei nishchet. If you didn't shecht it yet, noydla, you found out that there's no aveda at all. Definitely was kosher. Then nothing happened. Then yeitziv yidabei to bring it back to your stad, to bring it back to your flock.
It remains chulin.
Exactly. Since you didn't sin, nothing happened. Yeah. Divrei Rav Meir. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, if you don't find out, an Ashem Tala is...
That's the whole Ashem Tala is.
If you sinned, it's a chatas. If not, it's a...
No, no.
That is what Ashem Tala is. For an Avedi, he didn't know. Well, having more Christmas, that one Tana says, every day you should set aside an Ashem Tala, because you always do Avedis. You don't even know that you're not sure of. That is the Aveda. That is the Chor Karbon. Ashem Tala. That's what it is. It's an Ashem that maybe I did an Aveda, maybe I didn't. And that in the stage itself is really not a good thing. So therefore you bring this carbon.
But it doesn't count as if you're a menadev.
Oh, if you found a lady, definitely did, you got to bring carbon chattis. If you found that, you definitely did.
So if you definitely sinned every day.
So it's not like the suspended one.
Yeah,
a chattis or a shlamin.
Sorry?
It's not like a chattis or
no, it's not like a no, if no. It is an osham toli. Chachom say, yire acha yistai. No, once you made it a carbon, you can't just say it's no longer a carbon chulin. Let it wander about until it contracts a mum, yeah. But you mach, once it has a mum, you sell it. Why do I say that? Because why are you setting aside a toll in the first place? Because you think that you made a sin and it bothers you. The fact that it bothers you, you want to do the right thing. So at the time, it's as if you said, I don't care what happens, I want this to be a carbon. So therefore, since you said, you thought to yourself, I don't care, it's called Liber Neukfeld, really bothers you. Since you said, I don't care what happens, I want this to be a carbon, then it becomes a carbon. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Yakri, Lezer, no. Rabbi Meir says, it's chulin. To that extent. You're just saying, I want to do the right thing, and the right thing is to make an Ashem Tala. Not that I want to...
It doesn't depend on each case.
So they're working on the whole. They're working on...
Exactly. How persons
yes. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Yakri, Rabbi Lezer said, they should be not only... They shouldn't let her, they shouldn't just put it back in chulin. They shouldn't even let her wander by get a mum. Use it. Why? Because you made a baal chetzeh. How do you baal chet achar? You know, definitely you commit a sin somewhere along your life. And because he said that a person should be menadev and asher toli every single day. What happens mishenishchid neidloi? What happens after you shecht that suddenly you found out you never sinned? What do you do now? You didn't spray the blood yet. What do you do now? He's hadam yishafich. Pour the blood out, v'habasa yisuf, burn the meat, because it's no longer a kosher carbon. When is Ashem Tali a carbon if you don't know? But now that you know that there's no need for it, it's no longer a carbon. But you can't put it back in chulin, you shecht it ready for a carbon. So what is it? You have to base a safe.
You found out that you did sin?
You found that you, no, you found that you did not sin after you shecht the carbon. If you did sin, you just continue. But if
you said you have to bring karma chavis anyway.
We'll see more machlekes, more krisis. But if you didn't sin, definitely there's no carbon anymore. So what do you do? Except according to Rabbi Lezer, who says, you know, even well, Chatzchila, you bring it up.
Why is it still hektish? Why can't you just take it out?
Because you shechted when you b'shas, you did the shechita, you had a, you did the right thing. Because at that stage, it was a suffix.
Yeah.
And therefore, when the Torah says that's what Ashem Tala is, so therefore, it had the kedusha of a carbon. So you just burn it out because this is. But what happens is it's now chulin shenishchud bazara. You toss the whole thing out. It's not. It doesn't go back to chulin, but it's like if you bring an ordinary chulin into the base of Midrash, what happens? It's chulin shemazara. You can't use it. Nobody can eat from it.
So
machleik is also the raish of the rabbanon. But
so when he says basad yisraf, he means on the
mizbeach. No. There's a pile there.
If it be on the mizbeach, you say you kogel.
Exactly. Yeah. It'd be a carbon.
It's on something else. Another.
Sorry. That's Rabbi Lezer. Nobody else holds that. The Tanakama said no. Yida achi yistai. We don't hold that. What about nizik adam? You went through the whole ritual. So that in the case of shechita, because you stopped right in the middle and you realize it's not aveda, so it turns back into chulin, but you can't use it because you ruined it. It's chulin yishchazora. But what about if you shechted and you sprayed the blood, thinking that you did an aveda, and turned out to be you didn't do it? Guy, the butcher came and said, no, that was 100% kosher. What happens now? Nizik adam habasa yachol. You can actually eat the flesh. Why? The whole Ashem Tala is meant to be brought on a suffix. And you did everything correctly. You shechted it and you sprayed the blood while it was a suffix. So therefore, it did whatever it's supposed to do. And now you can go ahead and eat it because you did nothing wrong here at the time. Rabbi Yehi says, I feel a damn bekais. I go a step further. Even if he didn't spray the blood yet, and you find that he didn't obey, go ahead and continue. Yizarik, throw the blood. Yizarik, throw the blood. V'habosa yochel, you can eat the flesh. Now, why? What is he? What's his svara? V'amar Rav says, Rabbi Yehi, what's Rabbi Yehi's svara? B'shittas Rab Shimon Amar. He follows the opinion of Rab Shimon, the Amar that says, Kolo Eimid Lizik is Ardami. If it's seen in the cup, it has the potential to be sprayed. As if it's already sprayed on the wall, on the Mizbech, and therefore you can go ahead and assume, and continue as if you sprayed it already. And
so therefore, why didn't we bring that earlier?
That's the Gemara's question. You, Rav Ashi, maintained that the Rav Shimon does not hold Kolo Eimid Lizik is Ardami. Only by Paradume, because only his words, Moshein gained by Zika's activity. Here you see clearly that Rav has said that Rav Yehi follows Rav Shimon, even by Zika, we say Kolo Eimid. So Rav Ashi says, Midi Hutaima? Did Rav Yehi say that's his reason? Rav said that. I want you to know that the Sra they say the name of Shachanina that Hainu time Rabbi Yehi, you know what the Sra Rabbi Yehi is? Not because Kolo Eimid Lazarik is Zaradami, but rather, what do you call it? The Ksava Klei Shodas Mekachin is Absul Lechatchila Lekarev. He holds that since you put it inside Klei Shodas, before we said that Klei Shodas, according to this Asam, is only Mekadish to make it possible. You know, if he put something in there that's wrong, I put it at night, whatever it is, makes it Kaddish to be possible, but not Kaddish to be a carbon. Rabbi Yehi Chanina says no, that since you put it in Klei Shodas, rightfully so, when you shecht it and then you put the blood inside the Klei Shodas, at the time when you put it in, it was the right thing to do. So even though afterwards it turned out to be he didn't do an Aveda, the Klei Shodas already was Mekadosh it not only to keep it possible, but also to be able to be marked to proceed with the rest of the Avedas. Nothing to do with Kolo Eimid Lazarik Azarik Dami. Oma Leirav Asher Rav Kahana, Medorim Shikol Eimid Lazarik Azarik Dami. Rav Asher said to Rav Kahana, since Rav Shimon says, Kolo Eimid Lazarik Azarik Dami. In other words, not the way I hold right now, because I hold it doesn't say that. But the way you guys thought that the Rava learns that Rabbi Yehi holds in Rabbi Shimon. No, it was according to Rava, in Rabbi Yehi, in Rabbi Shimon, holds that Kolo Eimid Lazarik is Ardami. Now, like I said, so I'm asking a question. So the same logic, Kolo Eimid, Lissav Nami Sardami, a part of Duma that has to be burnt as if it burnt already. Or let's say Noisa. So what about Noisa? Noisa has to be burnt. Or paradum has to be burnt. Amai metamin tumas oichlin. So why is it that they are metame tumas oichlin? For example, if they become tami from a sheretz, they then pass on the tumah. L'chayda, since it had to be burnt, if it burnt already, it's no longer food. We just said before that anything which is not food is not mekabel tumah. Since the neisah has to be burnt, it's as if it's no longer food. If it's no longer food, why is it mekabel tumah? I thought about him, you know, it's only dust. I'm Malay, he answered it back. Chibas Kodesh Machshartan. The fact that it's still considered Hegdish, and you have to carry out the Sefer, because this is part of Hegdish, therefore that makes it Chashiv, as if it's food, and it's Mekabel Tumah. I understand that Chibas Kodesh helps leave Sule the Gufa. Now what, if a Sheretz touches it, okay, it becomes possible. It becomes tame. Obeli kri tame nami lemem le berishin v'sheini. But does it also have the status of tame? Remember the difference in pasul and tame is pasul means the end of the line. Tame means it can pass it on. So to say that chibus hakodesh turns the potter aduma or the neiser into food, that it should be able to, that if it became tame from a sheretz, a sedition, now it passes on another tumah to a sheini. Do we say that on what basis? And if yes, tifshed, let's resolve the boy Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had an interesting question. Sorry, Chamanachis, you mix oil into minich and water, but not the entire flour became wet. Part of the flour is dry. And it dries, now mukhshu lekabotum. Moinin and Navas, it's chibas hakodesh that makes it all the kabotum. The question is, moinin by rishin v'sheini, moinin by rishin v'sheini. He asked this very question. The dry parts of the mincha is not meruch shel kabel tumah, the babat, the chibas hakodesh, because it's going to become part of hegdish, and therefore it becomes chashus as if meruch shel kabel tumah. If a sheretz touches that part, it's mekabel tumah. Is it only possible that it doesn't pass on further, or is it tummy and it passes on the tumah further? That was the shlokas question. So why don't we resolve it from right here? You see clearly from here that by noiser and by potter, it also goes to rishon and sheni. Mar says, "Meboy leRish Lakish the Raisa Kirin Ravana." Rish Lakish is asking, "Mahatayde, is it? Do we say Chibas Hegdish allows you to also become totally tamei, and it's matami others Rishon Hasheni, or not? We're talking about over here because we're talking about over here for Habasa that even wood is mekabel tumah, even though it's not food. We said that Chibas Hegdish is machshelus. We ask the question: how far do we go? Here we're talking about the Midrabanan." We're talking about metame tumas oichlin that The whole thing is the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan, that's the Shaila, still a Shaila. We cannot be Peshit. Maybe the Rabbanan were Machmed that it should make a Rishon, it should make a Sheni, that it passes to Ma'am, but it doesn't mean Mahatoya that it passes on and you have to burn it and so on. We don't know. Mishnah. If a guy says, I take upon myself to bring a mincha in a frying pan, which is shallow, but then instead he brought in a deep fried. He swore that he will bring in a macheshes, brought in a shallow frying pan. So we say, okay, whatever he brought, it says, we'll treat it as an offering on a dove, a voluntary carbon. But the layatza, but the you still have liable because had a lay a machves. Where is your machves? You brought a macheshes. So what you brought macheshes is still a carbon, a valid carbon, but it's a minchas nedava, and your obligation hasn't been fulfilled. Sorry. Same thing. Had a lay, yeah. So this is nedava, and that's yeah, exactly. What about zoo lahav? But we said zoo. You pointed at the flower, and he said, this flower I'm going to bring as a machmas. But instead, behave macheshes.
So now that flower is gone. You can't do that.
Yeah, and you can't say michas nadova, because this was your, exactly. You made a, over here, exactly. Or macheshes, behave be machmas, then harez upsul is possible. Then it's possible. Why? Because you say clearly this is going to be a machmas, how can you change it to macheshes? Or you said it's going to be macheshes, how can you say machmas? So not only you and Yaitzeh, but whatever you brought up, it cannot be eaten.
So he said the wrong thing.
No, he said, he pointed at the flower and said, this is going to be my, this is going to be, I'm sitting in the clay charis, this mincha is going to be in a machlis. Lepoyel, exactly, and you can't swap. What about this? Harei Elai Stam, so if I did something else, that's an adab. That wasn't what I was talking about. Next case. I plan to bring 2 measures of flour and lahavi b'kliach. I bring it in 1 keli, which means it only requires 1 kmitzah. But instead, v'hevi b'shnei keli, he brought in 2 keli, which requires 2 kmitzahs. So it can't be the same carbon. It's not a problem. So this is nadava, but you haven't fulfilled your obligation yet. Or b'shnei keli, you said you can bring in 2 keli, which requires 2 kmitzahs. V'hevi b'kliach, or requires 1. Masha hevi. Abidei chavas aliyatza. So that is one on nadava, but you won't yetza. He said, but he said these, he pointed at the flour and he said, I'm going to bring in 1 keli, which means I am going to have 1 kmitzah, only 1 scoop to go on the mizbech. Where he pointed at it, said, I'm going to bring this in 1 keli and brought in 2 keli. Again, you change your words, number one. Number two, the bigger problem is, it's a mincha chaseda. If you said you're going to bring 1 keli, it's right, so there's only 1 kmitzah. By bringing in 2 kalim, how many kmitzahs are you making? Now 2 kmitzahs. Remember, kmitzah is a standard size. It doesn't matter how much is inside the keli. So now suddenly from the mincha part, from the leftover of the mincha, there's missing a whole scoop that you took out. So that's the second problem with it. And the other way around, if you said 2 kalim and then you did it 1 kali, you have extra mincha that belongs on the mizbeach. What are you doing over here? So you have 2 problems there. Where are we? If he's going to take upon myself, shnei esrein is lahavi kliyachod, and the heavy b'shnei came brought 2 kalim, or omr he took upon himself to bring 2 measures in 1 kali, and he brought 2 kalim, right? So remember, we're saying before it's like an adava. It's a voluntary karma. It's not what you said, and you still got to bring your own chiv. It's kosher, but you got to bring your own. However, what happens if omrulay this? They said to him, hey, remind him. 1 second, didn't you say b'kliyachod in the darter? We heard you say that you're going to bring in a 1 keli, and you're bringing now in 2. If he doesn't say anything, and he kriva mishnei kelim, then psulim. If he doesn't say anything, then that means he's not. If he would have said, don't worry, this is an adava, no problem. Because they asked him the question, if he says nothing, it's as if he's saying, I don't care what I said before, I changed my mind. Then it's possible, because it sounds like this. You want the original one to turn into this, and that you cannot do. Psulim. But if you brought it, if you changed it back, to, you put it in 2, and then you brought it back to 1 the way they said it, the way they reminded you, and then Kshayna, it's kosher. Then it's kosher. Harei alai shnei yisraini, say, I take upon myself 2 measures, lahavi b'shnei keli, behavi b'kleyachet. And he brought in 1 keli before, we said, it's all right, it's only in a dove. Again, but omru loy, they reminded him, b'shnei kelim lidarto, you said 2 kelim. He kriven b'shnei kelim, he brought 2 kelim, kshaydin. He brought it to keli and he changed, no problem. Nostnu l'kliachet, he put it in 1 keli. So it's as if he's trying to bring it in one keli. So we'll treat it kishtei menachas and his arvu. It'll be like two. If you bring it in one keli, what's the problem? The problem is that you're missing. You can only have one kmitza, and you promise to make two kmitzas. So it'll be like two menachas. We learned before that two carbon menachas get mixed up. We try if we can give a kmitza from each side of the keli. If we can give the two kmitzas, then it's good enough. Then the same thing over here. So the mizbeil is moved out. You're giving your two kmitzas. We learned the mission before Mefedish that it's possible. It's talking about a case where you could not make two kmitzas. They're all mixed together. The keli is narrow. You couldn't do two kmitzas. Says the Gemara. Why do you need all the cases in the Mishnah? The E Ashmin and Hakamaisa. If a guy said, I take upon myself a machmas, and instead he brought a mach. What's the chilik between machmas and macheshes in the case of keli echad and shnei keli? The principle is the same. I took it upon myself, and I'm bringing out something else. I'll say it's in a dover. So why do you have to learn both cases? Says the Gemara. Tzricha. The my only little case of I said I take it upon myself machlis, and I brought a macheshes, and we say, well, no problem. That's in a dover. Should I be machlis? Become I say macheshes. He brought a different keli. Avol hoch. Therefore, it's not yotze his chay, but at least he can bring a dover. Avol hoch. The edi vibe machlis. He said, I'm bringing one, and suddenly he brought two. One keli, and he brought two keli. The fact is, he did bring it the same way, both in a machlis. Exactly, but he followed through in his mincha. Just a question: one kelim, two kelim. Over idi vidi macheshes, emo yidei yidin nami yotzer. Maybe you're even yotzer your neder. Maybe you're yotzer completely. That's what we would have thought. So the Mishnah has to spell it out and tell you that no, since you took one kelim, made two kelim, it definitely is not your original neder. It's worse than a dover. So that just tells this one. V'yashmin hach. We only know about this two kelim and one kelim. Mishum de kapalig luhu. Because you split it up, and that's why it's a problem. You said one mincha, now you brought two minchas, much smaller ones. So therefore, you said you'll bring a small one, you brought it to kelim. So therefore, that's why it's no good. I will hasam the le poling. Maybe over there you didn't split it up, so it's not in any way belittling. You brought it to the same side, just a different keli. Amai the le poling by emol loy. Maybe take you yaitze completely. Therefore, you need both. Tell about me learned. Masha heavy, what you brought, we they need a yotze. But you're not yotze, you're neder, it's only in a dover. Rab Shimon Aymer, after they need a yotze, he take a hold of yotze. For the reason we just gave in the Gemara, over here you kept it in the same kind of style, you know, machas and macheshes, even though you made two kelim. Or over here you didn't change the style, and therefore he take hold of yotze. Zula havi be machas. He said you're going to bring this in a machas, you can no longer change it. You're pointing at it, and you say this is a machas. And therefore, now it's sitting in the machmas. You cannot go and swap it to macheshes. Freddy Gemara, but Tanya, we learned like kitchen clay shadas. We learned that if you brought it in a clay shadas, it does not become kodesh yet until you do the kmitzah, until you've mixed the whole thing together. That's only time when it becomes kodesh. So I brought the flower. What happened here? I brought the flower in a keli, and I said that I am bringing this in a machmas. And we're saying, if I found, you can no longer change it. Because since it's kodesh already for a machlis, how can you go and swap it? But why is it kodesh and machlis? Sitting in this keli, we learned before that the keli when you transport the flour is not clay shadas. It's only the next keli when you mix it with oil or the water that becomes a clay shadas. So why does it become kodesh now? But the Gemara of Tanya, we learned the kitchen clay shadas that the clay shadas are not kodesh it. What do you mean the kitchen clay shadas? The kitchen has been a number of times. The kitchen, the clay shadas that you brought the flour in, the kodev, you're not ready yet to bring the base of migdash. But I will kitchim lepasel. But it does become kodesh once you brought them. That you cannot change it to a macheshes. That's what it does. I'm going to buy the bayah loishanu.
He brings flour and so on, and after you've got your mixture, that's when you either do macheshes or machbas.
Sorry.
So he says I'm going to do macheshes, putting in the machesh and machlas is after he's done all the mixing and you've
the blue law.
True, but when did he make the nether? When it was still flour.
Correct. But you only know that he's made the mistake once he's put it into the wrong keli.
No, he's telling the coin, whatever he's telling what I'm doing.
He goes while he's mixing, he's saying no.
Yeah, in the mission we heard before, the guy said, well, didn't you say before? No, they hear what he's saying. A nether has to be said. A nether is not in the mind. So only tzedakah can we say in the mind.
In other words, he's changing not necessarily by actual action, but just by saying before the action is even happening.
Or maybe he's saying Yibashas Maisa or something. They know what he's doing. Or after he did it, he told them what I just did. He's asking a shayla. He suddenly realized maybe he did the wrong thing. Abaye says that when do we say that that macheshes or machvas has a chalais? if you said it, you made a neder, I'm going to give this as a mincha. B'shas, you made the neder, you said, as a machves, or as a machreshes.
Why they translate it is you designate the minchas machreshes, but place in the machreshes. So it's actually an action.
That's
you place into a machreshes.
Yeah, but later, not now, later, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Now when you put the flour in the keli, we're talking about when at this stage when there's no klei shoras. The machvas is a klei shoras. It's already holy. Okay, yeah. We're talking about this stage, he takes flour from his home.
Yes.
It's in his house. Yeah. And he said that they're putting flour in his keli. This, I'm making a neder that this is going to be for this mincha, arezu or harilai, machvas or macheshes. And then later on, he puts it in the other keli. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he was saying, yeah. Abai says, lo yishonu el shekovim b'shas neder. Abai says, when do we say that this neder carries weight? If machvas or macheshes, if you added that condition at the time you made the neder. Avo b'shas hafrosha loy. But at the time, at the time you made the neder, you didn't say anything. But at the time, Yistam said, stam, make a neder. But then when you set it aside, when you let's say it's a big bag of flour, you said, I'm making a neder from this bag of flour, I'm making a neder, I'm making machas. Then later you stood there and you measured the yisodan that you're going to take and put it in the keli, and then you said, okay, I want this to be machas. It has no bearing. Why? Because the pasuk says kasha nadarta. You got to keep your promise. Vasisa kasha nadarta. V'loy kasha frashta. Like you separate. Itmo nami amrabacha b'chani amrabasi amrabiechun. Loy shonu el shakav b'shas neder. Only when is it chalais? When does it have weight? Only if it's b'shas neder. However, b'shas afrasha loy no kasha nadarta. V'loy kasha frashta. Only when you made neder on your matrish. Yeah.
What's
wrong with it?
On the other side,
Norma
Queen, on the other side.
Square.
Towards the bottom.
50 cents.
No, towards the bottom.
The picture.
Was
that a dreidel? All a whole bunch of them.
That's right. It's meant to be graves, war graves, commemoration.
So you'll have
it. Unfortunately, lad, you have it.
I told you, my brother had a head to for selling necklaces with crosses. First of all, we had a taste of the Avodah Zorah, that today cross is not Avodah Zorah because it's just symbolic, doesn't mean anything. But my brother had to sell jewelry with crosses on it because it's not really Avodah Zorah, it's just fashion.
Do you know, I was in Italy, so.
Yeah.
And I was dubbing in Stardew Shore, I was dubbing with the guys, and then it was going back years ago, and it was the Pope was just being ordered, that we're in the, you know, in the
Vatican.
Vatican, and the guys that I was dubbing with were selling what you just said.
It's a Yiddish Geschäft.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, look.
Because this is what you have in Australian war graves. Australian war graves, you go to war graves, you see Slavic.
Yeah. Well, even if it's Jew.
No, Jew not.
If you drink vodka Russian standard, it's also cross. So
oh, because the dumb. Oh, that's hell there.
What's the monastery? Vodka Russian standard has a crown on the Russian side.
Someone donated us. They found in Rome in an old shul a yad for a sefer Torah, and we have it for years already. And it's like 500 years old. It's a very old one. And then someone noticed just a few weeks ago that the top part is of a woman. The crown there, a woman, and then the rest of the stick. How do you learn that? How do you understand that? And Zefil Yad has all the Hebrew writing on it.
She wants to go to the lunchroom to collect it every day. Is there a way that we could possibly leave it for her?
Make me a place where I should leave it. Where should I leave it?
Please.